Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. It's December 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 23rd and 24th, 2003.
Nazarene, while I've been typing up back issues of our magazine, Voices from Spirit, to put online, I've noticed something strange. People send us articles saying that they will be forgiven and be led into heaven no matter what. Also, they ask, is what we say what the Bible says about this? What are your comments to those who think this way? Aren't they forgetting something?
They most certainly are, Alora. They are forgetting what I told each and every sinner that I forgave in the name of God. Go and sin no more. Many of these people think they can sin over and over and over again and say some prayer or do some ceremony and God is going to forgive it. God forgives once. He gives pardon once, and he helps people once. But if that thing that they did is false, if it has no real meaning to them, God does not accept it. The repentance has to be real. Once you ask God's forgiveness and give up the things that you were doing, you have to start doing good and start obeying God's sacred laws. If you do not, what you did is meaningless. And without that, they cannot be saved. No matter how many times they do these ceremonies, no matter how much they believe in these ceremonies, it doesn't work. They have to give up the evil that they are doing. They have to go and sin no more. And if they don't, they cannot get into heaven. This is what they are forgetting, Alora, and they better start remembering it, because if they don't, they're lost.
Wow, I was right, Nazarene. Thanks, and I definitely agree, too.
As I have said before, Alora, it is so nice to have someone that agrees with me once in a while, but nobody better ever say you're a yes person, or they'll go to hell.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples. Great stuff. Nazarene, experts in the afterlife recently discovered that we are the cause of the current brief loss of light in the afterlife because it is using 50% of the spiritual energy there to keep our work going. This is because we have completely drained Fargo and Moorhead of psychokinetic energy. They say even if we move to another energy pool, it would only be a temporary fix because we don't have a congregation that would be conduit for our energy. What can be done to keep the work going now?
We must build you a congregation, Alora, but we don't know how. Everything we have tried has failed. We tell people over and over again that you are true, that you are our servants, that you are blessed, that you are doing our work, and that they need to come to you. But they refuse. Material things hold them back. They hold on to the material. They hold on to their families. They hold on to treasures, and they don't want to let go of them, and they don't want to be part of the glory that is coming. They would rather just live their lives and die forever rather than come out and work with you. And we cannot understand. We have given them so much over the ages. We have sacrificed ourselves for them over and over and over again. We have worked and worked and worked for them, and now they have betrayed us. They do not care about us. They will not answer us. They only care about the way of man, and they won't listen. People that are good, people that are very, very good, people that are wonderful, won't listen. No, they're not going to get involved. They don't want their neighbors to think they're crazy. They don't want to lose their financial basis. They don't want to this. They don't want that. They have failed God, and we cannot understand why. We simply don't know how to reach them anymore.
It's really scary, Nazarene, when you don't know how to fix a situation.
We know how to fix it, Alora. No one will accept the fix.
We'll be back again.